970-823-9202.
Hello again, and it's the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Stewart. I'm here with pest expert Fred Talley, and we've got a great subject today. It's the Beatles. One of my favorite, no, it's not the Beatles, not the music group, the Beatles. It's the Powder Post Beatles. So I don't know what in the world that is, Fred, but if that's a problem you solve, tell us all about it.
All right, Mikey. There's really three kind of related families and with powder post beetles, but the common name for them together is powder post beetles. And it's appropriate because the larvae of these beetles tunnel into wood timbers, and they make a very fine powder-like substance in their tunneling adventures, and it's probably about the consistency of talcum powder or flour. It's extremely fine. Now, the adults actually do very little of the damage to the wood. Their primary function in is basically reproduction. Of the many different kinds of insects that attack wood, powder post beetles come in second only to termites in the amount of destructiveness that they actually produce. They cause millions of dollars in damage every year in the United States. They infest and reinfest dry, seasoned wood, with the interior of the wood being completely full of holes or galleries and packed with wood dust, or as we in the industry call it, frass. Pinhole openings perforate the surface of the infested wood. The size of the holes varies depending on the family and species involved, but basically you have a licted powder post beetle, a bostrictid, and a beard. Hardwoods and softwoods are both attacked, although the licted powder post beetle is specific to hardwoods. The hardwood varieties generally include ash, oak, walnut, and pecan, and the softwoods generally include pine fir and a few maple varieties. Powder post beetles will infest flooring, studs, rafters, ceiling joists, floor joists. Any wooden part of the structure can be infested with powder post beetles. Crates that some product that's delivered to a new home, the pallet that's used to haul something to a new home can have them. The paneling in an old house, the furniture, tool handles, gun stocks, anything made out of wood. Infestations are actually often built into a structure as a result of unknowingly using lumber that's already infested. Sometimes beetles are brought into homes in infested firewood. Beetles that attack softwoods can and will often fly into crawl spaces beneath buildings, and they'll lay their eggs on the exposed wood there. The first evidence of an infestation is usually piles of very fine sawdust, or frass as we call it, beneath the wood, as well as the small holes in the wood surface. At the point of finding the frass, the infestation has been present for months, sometimes years, depending on the species of wood and the environmental conditions, predominantly temperature and humidity. In hidden areas such as crawl spaces, we call them hidden. They're not hidden, but you don't go down there very frequently like you just walk through your house. So very serious damage can be done by an infestation before it's actually even discovered. The licted powder post beetle is the one that infests the hardwoods. They lay their eggs in the surface pores of the wood. They're in just as an FYI, for those that have any curiosity about it, Pateropost beetles do go through a complete metamorphosis, meaning they have an egg, a larvae, a pupae, and then an adult. The lictid eggs are kind of long and cylindrical, so they need a larger place in which to lay their eggs. When the egg hatches, the larvae will bore into the wood just as soon as they hatch. Now, the larvae will live inside that piece of wood, creating galleries or tunnels, if you will, as they eat the wood. When they are nearly fully grown, when the larvae is nearly fully grown and they're ready for the pupal stage, they will bore near to the surface of the wood, and then they will pupate. The adult will bore out through the surface soon after the pupating phase, and that's when you will see the fine powdery wood dust out of the wood is when they're emerging. The adult activity is greatest in our area in early spring, and they remain pretty active throughout the summer season, spring and summer. They're primarily inactive during the day. They'll hide in cracks and crevices or holes in the wood, and it's at night is when their activity is really prominent. It's when they lay their eggs. So when you can see a pattern here, when they lay their eggs, the eggs hatch, the larvae bore into the wood, and they complete it. It starts the cycle back over again. Under ideal conditions, lictid pateropost beetles can complete a life cycle in 1 year. If the temperature, the wood starch content, and the moisture conditions are all prime, it can happen in a year. However, they usually require more than a year to complete that cycle, as you know, something is not all conditions are prime at the same time generally. And most of the times it's due to the dryness of the wood. In an unoccupied or poorly heated building, they can and will often reinfest for many generations. The lictid damage is characterized by the presence of the flower-like frass falling out of the holes. Lictids have the, I guess you'd call it, the smoothest frass, the finest frass. The other two beetles that are considered pateropost beetles actually have more of a coarse frass. The anabead is another of the primary ones that will infest in houses. They lay their eggs in the cracks and crevices of seasoned wood. They follow much the same pattern as the lictid beetle. As soon as the egg hatches, the larvae burrows into the wood where they live, and they'll tunnel for a year or more, and when mature, burrow towards the surface of the wood where they'll pupate. And after changing from a pupae to an adult, they bore to the surface of the wood and escape. Now, anabeads infest all types of seasons wood, both hardwoods and softwoods, although they're normally a larger problem in the sapwood of softwoods. As a result of that, infestations of anabeads are more common in crawl spaces and basements because most framing lumber is made out of pine. Cabinets, freestanding furniture, other woodwork such as trim can also be infested, but you don't typically find them in the attics. The anabead infestation can be characterized by the small round holes on the surface of the wood, just like the lictids. They do have a fine to medium coarse, I guess you'd call it, powder coming from the holes. And their frass is characterized by the kind of the bun-shaped pellets with the frass, and actually those are fecal pellets. The anabead life cycle can take more than 1 year, depending on the environmental conditions. Again, the adults for the anabaids emerge in greatest numbers here from generally April, May, June, and July, and will reinfest if the moisture content is high enough. So in generally in crawl spaces, reinfestation occurs most frequently if the moisture content is too high, because they have poor ventilation or their wood members are, absorb the humidity. Attics and wall voids are very rarely infested with anabaids because, we live in controlled environments in our home anymore. The ventilation temperature control, removes the necessary moisture. So the problem, a house doesn't typically have a problem with extra moisture because they have central heating and cooling, and generally all the windows and doors are closed 24/7, pretty much that. So, but powder post beetles in the last 2 years for me anyway have become a huge issue. If you hire us to control your powder post beetle problem, at the end of 30 days, you're not 100% happy with the service we've provided for you, we'll come back and we'll retreat your home for free, and we'll keep on treating it until you tell us that you are happy. That still doesn't make you happy. We'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment, plus we'll pay you an additional $25 for your time and trouble just for fooling with us. We want you to be happy with the service we provide, or you don't pay a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense, please call Faith Pest Control today, 770-823-9202. And ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you might have.
Well, Fred, thank you so much for all that information. The Beatles, to me, sang "I Want to Hold Your Hand," but these guys seem like they make powder in a tunnel. So we'll have to make sure that these guys don't show up singing at your doorstep. So anyway, this is the Faith Pest Control Podcast. We have a lot of fun enlightening all the folks in Ellijay and Blue Jay and Jasper on what to do about pest control. And of course, if you have any issues with pest control, all you can do is call 770-823-9202 or go to faithpestcontrol.com. And more importantly, subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, you name it. We're everywhere where podcasts are. And share this podcast with your friends to have a pest-free home. We'll see you next month on the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202. And be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.